Good morning. Well, a disappointing finish for US markets, considering that both chambers of Congress actually passed the US tax reform bill this morning. This is the biggest tax reforms in 30 years. Will include cutting the company tax rate substantially from 35%, which is where it's at now, down to 21%, and also a whole series of individual tax cuts as well. These are temporary, though. They expire in 2025. But certainly not enough to inspire investors today. The Dow Jones, the S&P 500, the Nasdaq, all down by as much as a tenth of a percent. I think a lot of the excitement was already largely priced in and was taken into consideration in recent months. US markets are already sitting at their best levels essentially on record. They're up for nine straight months. Haven't seen that sort of winning streak going back more than two decades. And the US markets are up 25% this year. And that basically means that if the market jumps a little more from here, about 1.5%, it will be the best annual performance for US markets since 1995. But if we look at some of the movers last night, 21 of the 30 biggest stocks lost a bit of ground. The losers included Disney, Pfizer, Nike and General Electric, which hits a six-year low. They were the four worst performers. The best included oil and gas companies like Exxon and Chevron. They were up by at least 0.5%, and that was largely off the back of a 1% lift in the oil price last night, which was largely thanks to a bigger-than-expected fall in crude oil inventories being held in the US in the past week. In the technology space, Cisco and Intel were the best, and BlackBerry in the smaller end of town was one of the standouts, rising about 10% for most of the day. Now, one of the reasons why the Canadian-based phone maker has done so well is that revenue and profits have jumped more than expected in the past 3 months. But keep in mind that BlackBerry is a shadow of its former self. It used to sell about 50 million phones per year. Now, it's sold just 200,000 over the past 12 months. Now, commodity prices mixed. Oil did jump about one. Gold also rose, but iron ore prices fell by about 30 cents, or 0.4%, to $73.20. Still didn't stop BHP and Rio lifting in London trade, though. The Aussie market today is set for a bit of a tumble on the open. SPY futures pointing to a drop of 17 points, or a third of a percent, but they've had quite a solid week, actually. Three straight days of gains. We're up 1.3% in Australia so far this week, well above 6,000 points, and essentially sitting at the best levels in a decade as well. We get detailed labour data figures today. We get the Bank of Japan also holding a meeting, and both Dulux and Incitec Pivot hold AGMs. The Aussie dollar, 76.6 US.